So you want to play, do you? Well, that's good. I want to play too. I think we should teach you a little bit about self-control, though. Self-control is so very, very important to me. Well, at least when it's you being the one having to practice it. I'll probably be playing with myself the entire time. And I get to come whenever I want to. But you... you, my dear little slut. You aren't going to get to come for quite a while. And, well, when you come, it's kind of all up to you. Up to your self-control. See, we're going to play a little game. And this is how it's going to go. I want you to have your chastity device near you. You know, that little cock cage you got. That you put on for my amusement. That makes you be so much more obedient. You can have lube or lotion or whatever's gonna help it go in easiest. But I don't want it on yet. Because that'll take away all the fun. Now, I'm going to make things easy for you. I'm going to help you put on that lotion or lube. I want you to take it, squirt a little on your hands. That's it. I want you to rub it between both hands. Feel your flesh warming up. Feel it slipping and sliding under your touch. Now take your left hand and start brushing it against the bottom of your balls. Playing with them. I want you to feel that texture underneath of your finger pads and your palm. Little sticky hairs rubbing against your hand. Feel how your balls start to tighten a little bit. It feels good, doesn't it? It means they want it. It means you're a dirty, dirty little slut. And you're going to do everything I tell you to, aren't you? Good boy. Oh, are you wondering what the game is? Well, that would just ruin the surprise now, wouldn't it? And where's the fun in that? So keep playing with them. Keep stroking yourself. You know you like my little games. And I love hearing how desperate they make you feel. Now take your other hand, and I want you to rub your inner thigh. Feel that lotion, just rubbing into it, making your skin super soft while you fondle your balls. It feels good, doesn't it? I'm doing it too right now. I don't have balls, but it still makes my clit tingle, and it makes my groin throb. I really want to touch my clit right now. But I'm not going to yet. And you're not going to touch your cock yet either. Keep rubbing that inner thigh lightly, just the fingertips now. Feeling it. Feeling your balls tightening even more into the touch. It feels good. If the lotion starts to dry up, that's okay. We're not going to reapply it just yet. It feels sticky. That's okay. Because you're a slutty, sticky little boy, aren't you? Now take that hand that's rubbing your thigh. And just bringing your hand up until it's just the fingertips. Just your fingernails running over your skin. And I want you to slowly draw it up your body. Slowly draw it up past your hips. and start to kind of go in circular motions over your skin, over your flesh. Feel how much more sensitive your flesh gets. Your skin, your nerves, just coming alive under these circular motions as you slowly move upwards. Moving up now to your chest, still on the side. You look kind of like a little monkey right now. Do you know that? It's kind of funny. Move that hand upwards even more. Now we're getting to those lovely pecs of yours. And I want you to keep that circular motion as you start moving your fingertips around your nipple, about an inch away. And just keep following that diameter. It feels so good, doesn't it? Your skin tingling more and more, getting more and more aroused. The very tip of your nipple starting to harden and you haven't even touched it yet. And just keep lightly stroking your balls. Move to the underside of them. Lift them up a little if you need to. Get to right where your taint is and just lightly stroke it. One finger, lightly stroking it. You're such a good little slut. Feels good. Your cock's already hardening, isn't it? Already nice and stiff for me. You're such a slut. We haven't even touched it yet. Your fingertips still going in circles. Slowly. I know you want to touch them. I know you do, you dirty boy. Keep going. Keep stroking. Oh, I bet you can feel little goosebumps starting to pop up where your fingers are going over. Because with each and every cycle of your fingertips, your skin gets more sensitive. Good boy. Now start to do a spiral motion inwards, just two fingers inwards towards that nipple. Right until we touch it. And just do that little spiral over your nipple. Oh, this is making me wet. I have to say, this isn't helping with my self-control. My clit's definitely harder. Swelling. Oh. I'm not able to touch any balls, so I guess I'll just have to touch inside of myself. And, ooh, baby, you got me all wet thinking about you like this. Nice and horny and dancing to my tune. Such a good boy. Such a dirty slut. Keep touching that taint. Keep circling that nipple. Oh. Good boy. Now, I want you to take your pointer finger and your thumb and take that nipple in between them nice and lightly and just tweak it, not in a hurty way, just kind of taking it from the base and pulling your fingers together until you come to the tip and just slide slowly off of it. That's good. Do it again. And I want you to use your palm to knead your pec as you're doing it. That's it. I'm doing it through my shirt. Can you hear it? Can you hear it as I grope myself and play with my nipple while you're doing the same? Good boy. Nice and gently. Just teasing, just tweaking. I want your knob to be nice and hard, just like I want your cock to be nice and hard. Oh, I feel so good. Fuck. My clit is just so sensitive right now. I'm just stroking lightly over it with one finger, like you're doing with your taint. A little bit of nipple play is always fun. Now, while you're still tweaking that nipple between your fingers over and over, just that tip, just tweak that tip, give it a little squeeze. Each time you go over it, I want you to give it a little squeeze. It's only the tiniest bit painful, but not really that painful at all. Just enough to send a little spark, a little spike of sexual energy from that tip all the way down your body, all the way down as it travels towards your cock, so that every time you tweak your nipple, you feel it in your cock. Oh, every time I tweak my nipple, I can feel it in my clit. Now take your other hand, the one that was playing with your balls, and bring it slowly up your body. Bring it all the way up to your other nipple. And start to circle it. Start to bring it in and start to tweak it. Until you're just tweaking both of your nipples over and over. And I want you to form a mental picture in your mind. I want you to picture your cock. Picture it clearly, and I want you to picture yourself stroking your needy cock, and I want you to picture it clearly. Think and feel how good it will feel to stroke your cock right now. Does that make you horny? You're such a slut. You really want to stroke that cock, don't you? You really want to do more than just tweak your nipples. Oh, they're so sensitive. Give one a nice, hard pinch for me. Oh. I like that feeling. Do you like that feeling, slut? Keep going. Keep rubbing. Keep circling. Keep tweaking. Play with those nipples. Now pull your hands back. They're so sensitive now, aren't they? Take your middle fingers and just rub them lightly over the very tip of your nips. Lightly and teasingly. That's all the sensation you get right now. You want to stroke that cock, don't you? Say it. Say, please let me stroke my cock. Please let me stroke that cock. I want to stroke it so very badly. Right now, I want to touch my clit so very badly. That's it. Good boy. Now move your hands lower. Take them both and move them down until they're touching your inner thighs on either side of that needy, needy cock. And just rub them up and down. So that the backs of your hands are brushing against your cock and your balls as they run past again and again. So nice and hard now, aren't you? All you want to do is stroke. All you want to do is touch. That's the only thought that really crosses your mind right now, isn't it? Too bad. We're not there yet. Just keep stroking those thighs. Keep feeling that little bit of sensation as the back of your hands run against your cock. Oh, I feel so good. And now when your hands are going down your thighs, I want them to caress your balls. Just allowing the backs of your hands to touch that dirty, filthy cock. But it's my cock. You touch it when I say so. Oh, but I want to touch my clit so badly right now. I have to admit, I'm cheating a little bit. I'm already stroking my slutty little clit over the hood, and it feels so good. See, right now I have my two fingers, and I'm just using them to play with myself lightly, to tease myself. I love that sensation, that need, that desire, that it just sends spikes of sexual energy running through me. Desire and need. My panties are starting to get a little wet now. You're such a slut. Why do you do this to me?
No, I feel like you've been a good boy. I feel like I've teased you a sufficient amount. Why don't you take some lotion or lube and put it on your hand? Nice. Now I want you to start stroking your cock. It's so nice and hard now, isn't it? Hard and throbbing and wanting. Oh, yeah, that's it. Good boy. Stroke it in whatever way makes you the most excited, makes you the hardest. Fast or slow, it doesn't matter. Keep stroking. I want you harder than you've ever fucking been before. Good boy. Naughty boy. Keep stroking. Keep touching. Keep playing. That's it. Good boy. Now, I want you to do something for me. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's very fun for me. I want you to look at this recording. Look at the time right now. See it? Good. Now I'm going to tell you, while you're still stroking your cock and looking at the time on the recording, I'm going to tell you about our little game. Your cock is so hard right now, isn't it? Look at that chastity cage next to you. See, that needs to go on your cock. Keep stroking. And I want you to put it on your cock. And when I say go, from that moment forward, you have one job. And that is to put the cage on your cock. And for every 30 seconds it takes you to put that cage on your cock, is 1 hour you're going to have to keep that cage on your cock. So I would really advise you to do it quickly. But not yet. Right now we're going to keep stroking. Keep getting that cock nice and hard. I want this to be a proper challenge for you. Now, if you're a good boy and manage to get that cock cage on before I finish this recording, keep listening. I want to feel your cock swelling in that cage as I talk dirty to you. Because this isn't going to be fair, baby. I'm going to do everything in my power to make it nice and hard for you to make that cock go soft enough to fit inside. Are you ready? Are you ready to play my little game? Remember, from when I say now to when you get that lock snicked, look at the time, and for every 30 seconds, you're gonna have to suffer some nice chastity. Now, look at the clock. You can stop stroking. Put on your cage. There you go. You can't do it right away, can you, boy? It's just too hard. It's so hard. Are you trying to think of not sexy thoughts? Is it that easy for you? Oh, I bet when you were stroking, you really wanted to come, didn't you? Were you hoping I would keep telling you to stroke and touch yourself until you came, and then that's when you'd put on the cock cage? That's not really any fun at all now, is it? I wonder, the sensation of you touching yourself, trying to stuff it in, does that make it harder for you to put on the cage? Does that just make you harder in general? Does it make you clench up? I do think I'll have to play this game many times with you, baby. It's just so fun, and you're just so abusable. Did you fit it in yet? No luck, huh? It's okay. You can do it. I'll be just sitting here, quietly playing with myself. Maybe not too quietly. I mean, my clit feels really good right now.
Just running my finger lightly over the hood. I can't bear to touch my clit directly. It would just be too much sensation. Are you getting any closer? Some time has passed, baby. You're gonna have to wear it for at least an hour now. Oh, yeah, that's it. You're such a dirty little slut, aren't you, slave? Clench. I wonder, how many of my audios have you already listened to? How many trigger words are deep inside your little fucking slutty brain? How many words could I say to you to make this even harder? Even more fun? Clench. Do you remember all of those snap triggers I put in your brain? Ooh. Oh, those aren't good ones. Keep trying. There we go. Oh, such a shame. Anyways, clench. That's it, baby. Does your cock thrust a little and throb a little when I say that? Does it give a little jerk? Fuck. This is exciting me a bit too much. I might come soon. It's gonna feel so good, such a nice release. I'll sleep so well afterwards. But I can tell you right now, it's gonna feel amazing. Oh, let me just take that finger. I'm not gonna play with my clit anymore. I'm gonna shove it deep inside of me. Ooh, it slides right in. Oh, I bet if your cock was in there right now, it would feel so good. You'd make me feel so full. And my walls would just clench around your cock. You'd feel me constricting it, holding it, milking it for every little bit it's worth. I do Kegels very regularly, and trust me when I say I know how to milk a cock. I know how to make you beg. I know how to tie you down so tightly to the bed that you can't fucking move at all. You can't even thrust your hips. And the only sensation your cock gets is when I climb on top of you, thrust you inside, and move my hips. I don't even have to move my hips. I can just clench the inner walls of my pussy around your cock. Make your penis squirm and throb, but unable to thrust as I push against it, as I use the inner walls of my pussy to just milk it and clench around it. I can make you come that way without either one of us needing to move an external muscle. Do you have any idea how good it feels to have your cock milked by a pussy? It feels fucking amazing. How are you doing with that cock cage, baby? Are you getting any closer? I really hope you can get it on before the end of the audio. Otherwise, well, I have a different punishment in store for you. Come on now, you dirty little whore. Get that cock nice and soft so you can shove it in that cage. Oh, but it's so hard, isn't it? Because you're just a dirty, dirty boy, and it's been a while since you've come, isn't it? Your cock doesn't want to get shoved away. Your cock doesn't want to be constrained by anything except the walls of my pussy wrapped around it, squeezing against it. You're in my control, under my spell. I don't even need to do any sort of hypnosis or restraints to make you my bitch. All I need is to know that you're a dirty little slut. And you're such a good boy. You just torture yourself mercilessly for my pleasure. As I taunt you and tease you. I want you to just picture my nice warm breath running over your throbbing cock. And the lotion just makes it feel a little bit cool as my lips run just barely over it. Am I helping? Are you getting closer to getting that cage on? Can you do it, baby?
I fucking love orgasm control. It's like the most fun thing ever created. Just knowing that you're laying there under my control, desperate and horny. Such a horny boy. Oh, but you don't get to come until I tell you to. And you definitely don't get to come until you get that cage on. Suffer for a little bit. And, well, when you take it off, I'll let you come, okay? For however long your punishment is. However long it took you to get your cock in that cage. When you finally take it out, I want you to come immediately. I want you to take that cage off when the time comes and stroke your cock nice and hard, nice and fast. Picturing my pussy clenching around your cock, milking it for all it's worth, to my pleasure, getting my pleasure from you. I like using you. You love being used, don't you? Oh, fuck. My fingers are so wet inside of me now. I had to stick another one in because it just wasn't filling me up enough. What I really, really want is your cock in there. Your cock all desperate and twitching and throbbing. I don't even need to fuck you. I just want to hold you inside of me. Nice and tightly bound on the bed. Even your hips unable to thrust and just straddling you. Your cock buried deep inside of me as my fingers come out and play with my clit. And the only sensations you get is my cunt clenching and constricting around you as my fingers run over my clit again and again. My moans of pleasure running through your ears and my fingers just getting closer and closer to making me explode, to making me get off, to coming so hard. And you know when I come, I'm just going to clench around you that much more. You'll be able to tell, baby. When I come hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. You better be able to get that cage on before I finish myself. If you don't, that's an extra 5 hours in addition to however long this audio took you from when I said no. An extra 5 hours you have to wear that cock cage before you're allowed to take it off, before you're allowed to come. Fuck. And I'm getting closer and closer. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh. I can just feel how hot I am down there. How much heat my pussy is putting out at the thought of you filling me deep inside. Oh, baby. You better hurry up. You better get that cock cage on. Oh, you better strap it in and snick that little fucking lock. Oh, I'm getting closer. Oh, see? You're not the only one who loves countdowns. I'm gonna count myself down from 20. Fuck. And I can come right when I want to. I do have that sort of control. So, you've got about 20 numbers before you'd better get that cock cage on. You'd better be secured with your balls all bound up in it. You'd better be ready to be in chastity for hours and hours. 20. Fuck. 19. 18. 17. Oh, yeah. 16. 15.
14. Oh, 13. 12. 11. Oh, 10. Oh, 9. 8. 7. 6. Oh, fuck. 5. 4. 3. Oh, fuck. Yeah. 2. 1. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I felt really good. I'm just so lightheaded from it. It's like my entire body is just pulsing with the surge of it. Fuck. Oh, shit. I can't help it. I just have to keep pressing against my orgasm. Keep touching as the aftershocks run over my body. I feel so lightheaded right now. Did you get it in? Did you get your horny little cock in that cage? Are you still straining and barely able to fit in the tip? Oh, fuck. Well, you know the drill, baby. I don't care how long it took you. For every 30 seconds, you're gonna keep that cock cage on. And if you failed, that's 5 hours on top. Oh, don't blame me, baby. You came to me for me to control you. You came to me to tell you what to do. And you're just gonna have to live with the consequences. Have a fun day. That's good.